This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
The government says, do not eat romaine lettuce. If you have any, throw it out. This follows a new E. coli outbreak that started in October.
Since October 8th, the latest E. coli outbreak has sent 13 to the hospital, but no deaths have been reported. Symptoms include painful stomach cramps, diarrhea, and nausea, and in some cases, kidney failure.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. There was another audio clip, Super Don. I don't know if you can grab it from the other link you sent me. It was so funny. I want to hear this woman saying, run away from, I mean, basically, it's like, run away from the romaine. Throw it out. You know, if you don't know what, if you don't know what kind of lettuce you have, just don't eat it. I mean, what have we come to as a country that people don't even know what kind of lettuce they have? Much less if their lettuce came from October and we're like toward the end of November. What are you still doing with October lettuce in November? I mean, it's got to be wilted and bad by now, don't you think? And how do they not figure this thing out? If it happened in October, we're still having reports of salmonella-encrusted romaine lettuce in November? How about that USDA? How about that FDA? How about that CDC protecting us? Like there's no tomorrow. I guess for some of you, if you eat the romaine lettuce, there may not be a tomorrow. Folks, welcome to the pre-Thanksgiving Day holiday edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's not us. We're just the messenger. And apparently the only kind of lettuce you can have tomorrow is none. I don't know. It's none. They said basically, if you don't know, just throw it out. I'm almost at a loss with this romaine lettuce thing. You know, how does romaine lettuce get salmonella on it unless they're watering the crops with polluted water? Right? With sewage water, reclaimed sewage water that hasn't really been reclaimed and processed and cleaned? How does this happen? And they didn't say whether it was happening on organic farms. There was no mention of it. It was just sort of like
get rid of all your romaine. I was wondering about, you know, it's like, well, if it's organic, would it be okay? But they're taking this very seriously. Very seriously. I mean, like you said, if it's green, throw it in the trash. Right. Doesn't matter if it's green. If it looks like lettuce, throw it away. You know,
CDC says throw away all romaine lettuce. I mean, here we are. We're gonna have Roseanne Lindsay on this hour, and we're trying to have a healthy Thanksgiving, and the CDC is getting in our way. No greens for Thanksgiving. I mean, it's almost not an exaggeration, but the news reporters are saying if you're not sure what it is, just throw it out.
And this is right on the heels of the story that we were talking about yesterday where they're telling you you shouldn't eat turkey either. So it's like, oh, wait a minute. Okay, so tomorrow's Thanksgiving and you want us not to have any salad or any turkey. Well, what are we supposed to eat?
Mashed taters?
Tofurkey?
Tofurkey.
I mean, kiddo, come on.
Yeah, I know.
What a way to ruin the holiday,
well,
right?
You know what you think about... One way to really ensure that people, you know, are really ill after the event is to avoid all roughage or avoid all fiber, for instance. And I don't know if this is like a planned psychological operation to make you fear greens now. the little greens people. Yeah, remember, I grew up on fast food. I remember thinking I was healthy because I got a piece of lettuce on my Wendy's cheeseburger. I'm telling you, those were the days. Yep, God, I was healthy. I put a piece of lettuce on it. I don't know if it was romaine. I don't think so. Probably iceberg when you go to fast food. There's just all empty calories, just a little bit of water in there. Hopefully structured well, but if not organic, who knows what's in there.
Yeah, I uploaded your clip for you. So,
you know,
so
the one I wanted to hear? Yes.
What this is, and it's just a short little clip, but this was another local news, Channel 8. I'm not sure where this is at.
Yeah.
And this is what she had to say about romaine lettuce. This is how serious they are about this.
All right.
Stay away from romaine lettuce. All of it.
You can't make that up. I mean, with all the sincerity and seriousness of a major outbreak, stay away from romaine lettuce. All of it. All of it. I mean, wow. I mean,
And she's not kidding. She's not kidding. When you watch these news reports that they've had about this, they show the workers, you know, like in the grocery stores, and they're just piling these bags of lettuce and salad mix and all this stuff in these big carts and just tossing it. And that's a lot of food to throw away.
You know, one good thing that could come out of it, I would hope so, if people really do like their lettuce and know how important it is to have their greens and roughage, is that everybody builds a little mini greenhouse. It doesn't have to be big, and you can sprout and grow lettuce even in the winter with the little sun you get. Yes, you can. And that would pretty much, you know, knock that off the list of things that they could say stay away from. Because if you grew it yourself and you know you're not watering it with sewage water, unless the cat gets in it and poops on it, you're okay. And that's about it, I'm thinking anyway. So, all right, so what else do we have to be afraid of this Thanksgiving? Again, instead of talking about the love and the gratitude, we've got to, you know, ratchet up the fear. Do you notice that? It's like you're going on a holiday, everybody should be going, oh, man, this is so great. I can relax, kind of hang out with the kids and family. It's like, no, be afraid of the lettuce, be very afraid. Be afraid of the turkey, be very afraid. And also be afraid of the weather. That's right, the weather. Bitter cold in the northeast of the United States this Thanksgiving. They're saying record-setting cold temperatures. Hasn't been this cold since like 1907, apparently. Of course, there goes global warming once again. It's climate change, of course. But again, what did they say in 1907? Was it a global cooling? Were they up for a new ice age? But be aware and be afraid of the weather. Listen, weather happens. Weather changes. And there is transformation occurring from an altered, let's say, intervention. If we look up at the sky and see what they're spraying on you, these are not natural cloud formations. And that is called geoengineering. Those under the impression of global warming think we can cool the planet if we just keep putting a blanket of toxic chemicals over the people. Oh, who cares if they get a little ill from it? We'll make them afraid of the lettuce. Not what they're spraying on you. In fact, who knows? Could they be dropping salmonella from the sky, Super Don? I don't know at this point.
No. I don't know. I mean, look, fear. That's what they love to talk about. So,
fear.
Yeah. So beware of the lettuce.
Mm-hmm. Beware of the
weather. Avoid the turkey.
Yeah. Don't go outside.
Yes, don't go outside because it's cold. And if you're planning on going to the Macy's Day Parade, which is a tradition, as I was growing up, always don't go too windy, the wind.
Right. Yes.
So you got to watch out for the wind.
I've seen some really cold Macy's Day parades in my day. Now, yeah, they can get cold. Just bundle up, dude, if you want to see it.
But it's not the cold, it's the wind is what they're talking about. And I can imagine, I mean, you know, those floats are like, I mean, they're gigantic, huge, right? You know, a lot of the big floats. And I could only imagine if it was windy. I mean, you'd have like 10 people like flying through the air, hanging onto a rope. You know, catch Bullwinkle, the moose would go flying off into space, right?
The squirrel, Rocky the squirrel, Bullwinkle, and who else? Snoopy up there. It's all going to blow away. You know what? I got a solution. I think I know what we can do for this Thanksgiving to solve the global cooling crisis.
Yeah.
Let's talk politics. Everybody get together with your family and talk. bring Nancy Pelosi on over and let's blow some hot air. Come on.
Let's warm it up, man. Make sure to do it at the dinner table so there's plenty of ammunition to throw at each other, right?
Right, but at least you know you won't get hit with turkey because they're too dangerous. You won't get hit with lettuce because it's covered in salmonella. What will we throw? Marshmallows? GMO? Puffballs? I don't know. Anyway, but fewer than 2 in 10 Americans, thankfully, are looking forward to talking politics at Thanksgiving. This according to a poll. What are y'all going to talk about when you get together? Maybe there's three football games, if you like NFL, that might distract you from politics. I mean, why not get together and really get into the heart, dive into the heart of, not gravy, but gratitude. We'll talk with Roseanne Lindsay about gravy.
Gratitude on Thanksgiving?
Gratitude.
I don't know.
Yeah, wouldn't that be kind of cool? I mean, yeah. It is kind of a tradition. Don't you do that? Like, you go around and you tell everybody what you're grateful for. Is that something you do, Super Don?
No, we did that when I was a kid, like with my family. You know, so when we have, the extended family and stuff, people coming over and stuff. Listen, I'm just thinking there's a lot of things you can talk about, right? You know, mm-hmm. I mean, why would politics, I think it's interesting the way they worded this. Because it's like they're almost like wording it in a way where you're supposed to be shocked. It says fewer than 2 in 10 Americans are looking forward to talking about, as if like Thanksgiving is something you're supposed to like talk politics. I'm so looking forward to talk about politics day. You know,
it's like, that was never a tradition that I was aware of. And all my memories of Thanksgiving. Yeah.
It does happen, and I know the it's not that unusual. I mean, sometimes people talk about politics, but I'm thinking, man, of all the things you could talk about, what's going on with your kids, you could talk about, you know, what's happening in your life. You know, I mean, you could talk about the football game. It's football. That's a Thanksgiving thing. You could talk about that, right?
You know what? Let's talk vaccination. That's it. That should be the topic. You know,
gun control, abortion, gay rights, gay marriage. Let's bring all those things up.
You know what? The bottom line is this hour. I really wanted Roseanne Lindsay on. I wanted her on last week. I'd have her on every week. She's a busy girl, and she's amazing. She's a naturopath, and she's starting her own podcast. So even if she can't show up here once in a while, you'll still be able to get the wisdom of Roseanne Lindsay, which I'm excited about today. We'll get a little of that as well. Talking, you know, real key things you can do to stay well through the holiday. So we're going to be very practical here, and we'll see how deep the turkey rabbit hole goes with Roseanne. We can talk about anything with Roseanne, and it'll be fun. And then next hour, we've also got Ty Bollinger going outside the box, as we do each and every week. A lot of gratitude for our good buddy TMB and his wife and kids, the whole family, doing amazing work here on planet Earth to raise not only the awareness, but to provide access to information and maybe those people that are bringing that information out there to help you, to get you well if you have gone off course, right? If you've eaten too much salmonella-infested lettuce and turkey, perhaps. What to eat, what not to eat, if you want a traditional Thanksgiving meal, and it's not too late to figure this out, can you do it in a way that won't result in intestinal distress or perceived influenza outbreaks, real or imagined? We'll talk about that with Roseanne Lindsay next. She's at natureofhealing.org. We are at robertscottbell.com. Check it out. All the links are in the show notes right now.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if this social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place.
and what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, y'all, we have got it going on now because Roseanne Lindsay is joining us from natureofhealing.org. You know, obviously the books we've talked about over the years, including Nature of Healing, but more than that, her discussion of thyroid, which we had on some weeks ago now, it's still available, the book online. Go get it. And we want to go get a healthy Thanksgiving or create one or co-create one, Roseanne. Can you help us out?
I'd love to. Thanks for having me on. I'm grateful for your show and the message you put out. You know, I started with you guys many, many years ago now, and I'm just still so grateful. And I think being grateful is a great thing, and it's a healthy healing frequency to be in.
Well, your latest blog post is appropriate as anything that I would love to cover today with you. And there's more we can get to, but the headline reads, "The Top 5 Ways to Stay Healthy for the Holidays." And I didn't see any fear-mongering in this blog post. There's something wrong with this because you're supposed to be afraid of lettuce and, you know, everything. Everything's fear, fear, fear. You're not going that way.
Well, yeah, I think being grateful is a really important thing, not just during the Thanksgiving season, but it's like Earth Day. You want to make Earth Day every day. You want to make being grateful every day because then it takes you out of this state of fear and it puts you into a healing frequency. And it basically puts you, it changes your perception. So you're seeing new ways, new solutions to problems that may have you haven't seen before. Because if you're in fear, you're only focused on trying to stay alive or whatever that, you know, fight or flight.
Right. I was thinking, Roseanne, about, you know, if we could close our eyes and blink like Genie and create, you know, a different kind of reality, right? And how neat that would be. If we could do that, then 5G would not be what it is today. It would be quintupled gratitude. That's what it would stand for. I mean, if there's a way you can alter that, because, you know, another blog post you have we may get to is about the 5G, the real threat there and what we could do to navigate through that. But in terms of gratitude, quintupling your gratitude would be a good thing. It would change the world pretty, I don't know how quickly, I don't know how to define speed in that regard, but honestly, finding gratitude in the smallest or weirdest of places can transform your life.
Yeah, I think you just hit the nail on the head. It's instantaneous. If we can all get in that frequency now, it's instantaneous. We change everything. It's as easy as seeing how it changes our own physical body, because those emotions manifest material, matter. And so what the CDC and other people want us to be is in fear. It's a low frequency. It actually feeds the system. It feeds this matrix, low density, low energy system. Mm-hmm. And we know that when we feel better, we heal ourselves. So we put ourselves in a healing frequency. We could take down all that negativity that 5G is going to put out just by changing our own frequency. You're absolutely right.
Well, and that gets into, the transformation of your belief system and how that alters what you would do if your belief system is genuinely changed. You know, you're going to live differently. Your expectations are going to be different. And we were joking about talking politics during the Thanksgiving meal, which we're not advocating that. But you know, the thing is, there will be people that will fight against what we've just said, what you've just said. Well, I can't be grateful because Trump is president, you know, or something along those lines. You fill in the blank, put anything there. People will always find a reason that they can't be. And of course, your focus is like, you know, maybe your first point in your article, be choosy, not only about what you put into your body, but the people you allow into your sphere and consciousness.
Yeah, well, I wanted to go back to what you said about judgment, because when you judge somebody else, you empower them and you give up responsibility to them. So you can't control how other people respond. You can only control how you respond. So that's taking back responsibility for yourself. So if you're blaming Trump or you're blaming somebody else 1,000 miles away, you're basically saying you're dependent on that person. You don't have your own free will to make your own choices to take yourself out of that frequency or out of that mindset. Like, you have a mind of your own. It's like, remind these people, you know, how can one person 2,000 miles away affect your life on a daily basis? They can't.
Not unless you allow it or actually create it or co-create it, right? You have that ability to do so. And I think that's, you know, all the movies that they make about Thanksgiving Day and the craziness that ensues. Sometimes it's funny, but a lot of movies have been made about the angst and anger of people in families being thrown together that not normally hanging out together. And, you know, if one of the things, if you're in a situation like that, what would you suggest people do in that regard?
Well, avoid those topics that put everybody into a low vibration, you know, everybody arguing. If you be the change you wish to see, right? So you change the time. You start talking about something else, but something that uplifts everybody.
Yeah, and find that thing to be grateful about. Find that thing to be really thrilled where you find commonality and go there. And bring the love, too. Bring the love. We've got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show pre-Thanksgiving Day. Roseanne Lindsay, my guest this hour. Her link in the show notes. You go there, natureofhealing.org, at robertscottbell.com.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
USA Radio News.
As rain continues in Northern California, crews are still battling the deadly campfire. Fire officials do say the rain will help put out the flames, but could also trigger flash flooding. USA Radio Network's Wendy King is in Chico, California, and she caught up with two people who lost everything.
My name is Efren Tavazan. I am too a victim. I survived. Did you lose your house ever?
Yes, I did.
Pastor Jerry Lingenfelder, I lost everything from the fire, and I've been here since day one giving, not taking.
There is a lot of misconceptions when it comes to getting that turkey ready for Thanksgiving dinner, such as how to thaw that turkey out properly. Mary Ann Gravel with the USDA has the safest way to thaw a frozen turkey.
If you have purchased a frozen turkey, you want to thaw that in the refrigerator. It takes longer, but that's the safest way to do it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, happy pre-Thanksgiving Day. We're not going to fear the lettuce here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Helping us not to do that is Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath, and you can find her at natureofhealing.org, and you can check out her books there as well. We have them linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Super Don, is yesterday's YouTube, has it been unbanned yet? Because there are a lot of things that we talk about on YouTube for those listening on radio that I want people to hear. Like, we just spent the last 5 minutes talking with Roseanne about some really cool stuff, and I don't want people to miss that.
I will check. It wasn't at the time that we started the show, but I'll check and see.
Okay, it's a slow process sometimes with YouTube, and that's why occasionally we got to throw some things up at Brighteon where we won't get banned we won't get banned there for sure. So, Roseanne, we were talking about that, the first of your, I think it was five different tips that you put out here at natureofhealing.org, the top five ways to stay healthy for the holidays. And we kind of went, you know, not only from
be choosy about what you put into your body, but we're talking about, you know, emotional things, spiritual concepts. And you were mentioning just moments ago, you know, you could be in the same family, you could be of the same genetic lineage, but consciousness difference can be radically night and day different from family member to family member.
Yeah, I think we're not necessarily put in on this earth and in these earth suits to have a boring life with the people all around us who agree with us all the time. I think they're here to teach us something, and we're here to teach them something and how to get along. And, you know, it's about a choice of the soul, too. It's not just a choice of the mind. And everybody has their own soul path and soul purpose. And we just have to support that. We can't convince them. We can't coerce them. That's what we're arguing against all the time, is how other agencies try to coerce or convince us to do their way. Well, no, we all have free will and free choice.
Right. And in terms of eating, you got to choose better about what you put in, and you know avoid sugar. Of course, we talk about refined sugar, especially a lot of it is GMO sugar beets and things. One of the things to do is avoid wheat. And by the way, I think there was an ancient Chinese curse that said, "May you live a life where everybody agrees with you all of the time." It's like, wait, that sounds great. Well, not really, because life gets really kind of boring when there's no, let's say, interactions and discussions on different levels about things that help us to see life differently, much less helping others to do the same.
Yeah, so we can apply that idea, that interaction, and apply it to Thanksgiving. Like, we may not be in control of what other people make for us or what they cook for us, but we can be in control of how we choose what we eat, what we put into our pie holes.
Yes.
You know, and so I talk about, you know, be choosy about what you put into your body is number one. And you can prepare a list before you even go to dinner with somebody else and say, I'm not going to eat these two things or these three things. If I see them, I'm just going to avoid those and eat something else. Because then you're prepared when you go in. You're not just kind of overwhelmed with all the smells and the food and you just grab for what your instinct tells you to eat. Because if you have a lot of yeast growth in your body, which a lot of people do, you're going to go straight for the sugar. But if you know that going in, that sugar is going to be there, and sugar is just as addictive as cocaine and heroin, and that it causes sugar cravings to have yeast in your body, which sugar feeds yeast. Yeast grows more prolific, and then it causes sugar cravings. So you're in this vicious cycle. Mm-hmm. So you have to know that if you can start avoiding sugar now might be a good time.
Yeah, and you know, exercising, number two, is your point, is the willpower. And I would say, please, please, please don't eat the glyphosate-contaminated stuffing. I love stuffing, but make sure that wheat's organic, because, as you know, even if it's non-GMO, they're soaking the stuff in glyphosate. And as tasty as it might be, it's going to be poking holes in your gut. I don't mean to bum everybody out, as I said, but this show, we've got to speak this truth so people don't end up victimized, but what they didn't know or didn't, well, if they didn't want to know, they wouldn't be here.
Yeah, and, you know, the Monsanto officials and people who parrot Monsanto officials will claim that glyphosate doesn't harm human cells. Well, that may be true, but Jeffrey Smith would, and other people would say, what they fail to disclose is that this chemical, which is from the same company, Monsanto, that created Agent Orange, it destroys our bacteria's shikimate pathway. It's a metabolic pathway. And since we're 10-to-1 bacteria to human cells, our bacteria's digestive system, basically metabolic system, is totally destroyed. That means our digestion and our ability to eliminate is also destroyed, because our microbes are in charge of those functions.
Yes. Yes. And you know, we've heard from MIT researcher Stephanie Seneff talking about the glycine and glyphosate connection, that there is displacement perhaps happening as well. So there are a lot of pathways, plausible pathways of explanation of why this is so harmful.
Yeah, the pathway that she talked about, I forgot her name, that's her name, was the shikimate metabolic pathway that she talked about, yeah.
Yeah. So exercising your willpower, Roseanne, I mean, is there a place where willpower just won't cut it? I mean, it's like the will, the human will, the mind, it's powerful, but it can also, as you know, be programmed and corrupted and deceived. Is there some other level that we can reach to? Is it, you know, is there grace? Is there something else that we should look to here?
Well, I think when you clear up the body, when you make sure what you're putting in your body, you treat the body like a temple of the soul, you're already focused in a new way that puts the emphasis somewhere else. And so you're starting to create an alignment. And when you are aligning yourself, you start thinking differently, you start acting differently, being differently. So exercising your body is like exercising your willpower. It's just two different aspects of yourself. So if you can kind of see yourself as a body, mind, soul, spirit, even, you know, heart, our hearts in there too, mm-hmm. then you don't make a decision just based on your urges. You're making a decision on a multidimensional level.
Yeah, in thinking about exercising your body, of course, the body gets exercised, the microbes get exercised when you put food into it. We just don't want it to be the exercise where they go into fight or flight like they're running from a bear, right? We want them to be able to embrace what you're giving to your body. And one of those things they talk about in terms of exercising willpower, I thought about this, is, you know, drinking water. Making sure you're adequately hydrated before you go in. And that will also satiate you a little bit in terms of, you know, I need to eat more. Being adequately hydrated can help.
Absolutely. And, you know, I do talk about water a little bit in this list. Number four, I say detox. You can detox very gently and easily. Nobody has to know during the holiday season. And I recommend getting some good quality filtered water and to prevent, like, the consequences of indulging. You know, you end up with gas and bloating. That's part of another discussion in this list. But in order to avoid that, get some really good clean water. Take a half a teaspoon of clay, stir it up in your water, let it settle, and then drink the water above mm-hmm. the sediment. And do that before you go to bed, because that is a negative ionic solution, and it grabs all the positively charged toxins in the body that you may have consumed, including sometimes worms and parasites that might be there, and it pulls them out of the body. So it actually helps cleanse, detox the body. Nobody has to know.
Yeah, for those of you listening at the FDA, Roseanne Lindsay did not say add Play-Doh to your water. She said clay, all right? They don't know.
Yeah.
You got to be clear about these things, the kind of clay. And, you know, I'm out here, I get the Redmond clay, which is amazing that they have as well. And you also mentioned activated charcoal as an option if you do overindulge, how you can neutralize some of it as well. You know, I've talked about different strategies for detoxing the liver, whether it be homeopathic, herbal, all the way to the semi-invasive procedure that Super Don is still frightened of, coffee enemas, that, you know, reducing the burden on your liver is going to go a long way if you do overindulge during the holidays.
Yes. And these are, you know, you want to be prepared before you do too much of this indulging. If you can do this now and continue it sporadically, then you don't have to reap the consequences later and make up for it, you know.
Yeah,
these are safe alternatives. This clay I'm talking about is a healing edible clay and it's as safe as homeopathic remedies. And I mentioned three there, Nux Vomica, Ipecac, yep. or Roostox.
Excellent. I love that you went to that. Nux Vomica, of course, is a liver polycrest, works on the stomach and digestive issues. And Ipecac, of course, you know, syrup of Ipecac will cause you to vomit if you want to induce vomiting, but in homeopathic form, it'll help deal with that. Arsenicum is another one if you've been intoxicated, over-intoxicated, and there are others. But, again, the well-rounded naturopath, Roseanne Lindsay, to the rescue.
Yeah, there are many things you can do. You can even do green juicing and as a preventative, and that brings nutrients directly to your cells, and it basically bypasses your digestive system. And mm-hmm. if you have a poor digestive tract function, then you do kind of want to avoid the digestive tract while you're healing it. And then it can go. So, you know, green juicing is great to go directly to the cells. Great energy and nutrients.
Beautiful. And number five is choosing the healthy foods, talking about organic, non-GMO, juicing what you just mentioned. The other thing, though, as far as choosing, right after the holiday, the Black Friday, the Cyber Monday. I mean, people are gearing up. It's like, where on earth? I mean, when you see lines to get stuff, it's usually like Venezuela, we need some toilet paper, or the old Soviet Union, we got to get our scraps or something. Now people are willing to, you know, trade scraps of paper for stuff from China, and they're excited. They're like in a frenzy to do it still. And there's a bit of an aberration in that form of a reality that many people are living in.
It's like a sugar addiction. It's like the sugar feeds this other addiction, that shop till you drop mentality. and which you'll regret later on. You know, how many people are going into debt over Black Friday? And we have to consider that, you know, as within, so without. How does our nutritional deficiencies or debts reflect our debt economy or the debt of our bank account?
Mm-hmm. Well, indeed. I mean, think about that investment. What are you investing in? I think of George Carlin and our accumulation of stuff. I mean, what is really important here? You know, we're coming together for Thanksgiving and gratitude. Is it that you're going to be grateful for somebody buys you cheap stuff from China? Or is it something else that Roseanne's intimating? Keep going.
Keep going. I want to hear what Don has to say.
Super Don, what do you think of the last little bit of this segment as far as your perception of Thanksgiving? Are you going to be talking politics and making claims against turkeys and lettuce?
I'm going to be enjoying having my kids and my grandkids all together because I am grateful for that. That's something that hasn't happened in a really long time that I've been able to be around my kids and now grandkids. So that is something I probably will be spending my time enjoying.
Wonderful.
That's still amazing that Super Don is a grandpa. Young whippersnappers older than us now. Listen, hey, Roseanne, can you stick around till the top of the hour?
Yes.
We got a listener question that's very concerned. I may be in big trouble, something I've been doing for years, and we'll get Roseanne's perspective on it as well as we answer today's question of the day. Then Ty Bollinger joins us for Outside the Box, Outside the Turkey Box, too.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert will be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, having a great free Thanksgiving Day show with my good friend Roseanne Lindsay and Super Don making it sound good. Eric's on the board. Ty Bollinger joining us next hour. And Roseanne, you are starting your own podcast. Is it going to be weekly? Every week?
Yes. I am not as up to speed as you are on the daily thing, but every week on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Central Time.
Well, if you went every day, I wouldn't need to do my show. So you just tell me if that's what you're going to do. I'll retire because Roseanne's got it covered.
We've both got it covered.
Yes. No, I'm so glad you're doing this because, I want your voice to be heard. You know that. I've always wanted that to happen, and I'm so pleased it is happening. So natureofhealing.org on Blog Talk Radio. It'll be under Nature of Healing. And when we get more information, obviously we'll link it. I'm sure you'll have it linked up as well.
Thank you so much. I'm grateful for both of you and for your audience. I'm one of your audience. I'm the little people. So I will speak for the little people.
Right. Well, we'll be the little people until after Thanksgiving, and then we'll be the big people. But if we don't pay attention to what Roseanne said, don't overeat, or what I try to say and don't always do. Anyway, hey, let's go to our listeners right now.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, we have a big question of the day because it's kind of pointing a finger at me, but questioning. This is from Lori. She says, hello, RSB and Super Don. And I'm going to say, and also Roseanne here, because she's here with us. Curious as to your opinion on an article in Natural Health 365. Yerba mate drinkers have higher incidence of esophageal, thyroid, and oral cavity cancers when it is ingested hot. Yerba mate contains PAHs found in tobacco smoke and grilled meats. What do you say about this? As you got me started on yerba mate with peppermint, and I love it. Also, the article was saying it has caffeine level between regular tea and coffee. I'm so upset I just bought two big boxes of it. Thanks in advance, Lori. Well, Lori, I didn't mean to upset you. I've been drinking mate for many years. And yes, I know that if they smoke it, there's certain ways that they can do it that you can create this PAH. Super Don, what does the PAH stand for? Or Roseanne, do you know what that is? Acrylamide things? You remember that?
Polycyclic something or other.
All right, yes. Something not good for you, okay? Now, it's like if you cook meats to char and you eat the char, they're saying that's not good. And I agree. But when I started, I was introduced to yerba mate, looked into the history of it, the people in South America that drink it, it's a national drink there. It's an experience, if you will.
And apparently no extra incidence or higher incidences of esophageal cancers, all of these things. We have to go into other confounding or cofactors in terms of diet, lifestyle, toxicity, deficiency. There are minerals there that can counterbalance this. But, you know, I'm not the end word. I don't drink it super hot. I pour cold water on it first, and then I put the hot water on it, and then I'll drink it when it's closer to room temperature, because I don't like to drink it super hot, because they say that can damage the cells in your throat. You constantly, chronically inflame them. There can be untoward consequences, unintended consequences later on. But, Roseanne, your perspective, if it's specific to mate or drinking hot drinks or any of these topics here, I'm always open to them.
Well, I mean, just looking it up now, all those minerals that you mentioned, it has multiple beneficial effects. It's a brain booster. It helps in dementia. So Alzheimer's patients should be drinking this. It helps as an aphrodisiac, so for sex drive. It promotes digestion, reduces constipation. It is an anti-inflammatory. It prevents cancer, as you said. It treats diabetes, and it reduces obesity. What more could you want?
I know. Well, listen, I I'm not going to say that, these acrylamide things are good for you, but they're in a little bit of everything. And, you know, you've got to make choices about your diet and lifestyle. What's going to counterbalance these things? We've talked even about fish that has mercury in it, and our buddy, not a doc, is saying, well, look, it has a high concentration of selenium counteracts it. That's not saying we want to indulge in a lot of mercury, but the point is nature finds a balance there. And in terms of caffeine, I can't really tolerate coffee like Super Don can. I never have been able to. But when I started drinking the mate, did not have the same effect. I didn't feel depleted. It felt more adaptogenic. And I'm not, not addicted. If I don't have mate in a day, I'm okay. So to me, it's different than a caffeinated beverage of other styles or sizes or forms.
Yeah, I think it is different because the energy boost is more from the nutrients that increases your metabolism. So your metabolism speeds up and it stimulates you that way. And actually, then it will reduce obesity.
Yeah.
So that's how that works. But it also does many other things. It improves circulation, boosts the immune system. There's so many benefits to it.
Yeah, and I think, Lori, I appreciate you bringing it up. Of course, there are studies that show, anything can be bad for you. You've got to make decisions about that. But don't be afraid of yerba mate. I'm not. I'm still consuming it. I have some right here with, this one's got hawthorn in it. I mixed it with hawthorn. They're going to tell me hawthorn's not good for my heart next, right? No, it's not. It's good for your heart. It's great for your heart. Also, what's good for your heart? You know her, Roseanne Lindsay. Thanks for being here, my friend.
Thank you so much.
All right, Ty Bollinger up next. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the extraordinary adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.